Do you want to be the sucker? You want to be the mark in the world's longest con? I'm going to guess not. And if you don't want to be the mark, it's time we actually see, without our rose-colored glasses, what is going on. It ain't the art of the deal. It is the art of the steal. I explain right here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join us, 855-752-4842. Donald Trump's chaos in the economy is making the billionaire class richer. There are tariff levels in place that we haven't seen in this country in decades. Donald Trump has got tariffs slapped on China north of 140%. That's going to make consumer goods almost 1.5 times, 150% more expensive than what you're already paying. We have yet to feel the pain. What are tariffs also? It's a sales tax, a regressive sales tax, because the poorer you are, the greater the proportion of your income you have to spend on consumables like food and gas and housing and pharmaceuticals and clothes. And that means that those who spend the largest portion of their incomes, if not all of it, the poorest among us, face the brunt, the worst portion of the tariffs. The less you spend on these things, the less it impacts your overall financial security. So while Donald Trump is busy burdening the middle class and working people with his terror taxes, at the same time he's promising, and the House of Representatives today adopted a budget reconciliation package that will give the largest set of tax cuts in the history of our country to billionaires. All of this, while the chaos that Donald Trump has created is making the billionaire class even richer. And he knows it and said it out loud yesterday in the Oval Office, lest anyone forgot. Cal, let's take a listen again. This is Donald Trump talking to Charles Schwab and Roger Penske, who respectively have net worths north of $12.6 billion and $5.6 billion, but who just got way richer because of all of Donald Trump's tariff chaos. Take a listen.
This is Charles Schwab. It's not just a company, it's actually an individual. He made $2.5 billion today, and he made $900 million. That's not bad. He's a financial. I've always been.
Now you might think, ooh, what subversive progressive operative got that piece of audio and put it out there for everyone to hear? No. The person that took that audio and video and put it out for the world to see and hear, because apparently it helps make the case for Donald Trump, was Donald Trump's special assistant, a woman by the name of Margo Martin. She's the one that took the video with that audio and posted it. Why would you want to be celebrating and publicizing the fact that you're making the billionaire class richer? The two biggest beneficiaries of the chaos to date have been Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg. Unbelievable. The world's wealthiest people raked in a heaping $304 billion yesterday. Elon Musk alone making $36 billion. Insider trading, we used to identify and know, was illegal. Do you think the Securities and Exchange Commission is going to get right on this? This is overt corruption out loud in front of the world for all to see. And Donald Trump celebrates it. By the way, what I told you yesterday, if you were listening to the show, that the chaos in the bond markets was the harbinger of potentially a world global economic meltdown. Yeah, reporting today across the media, whether you're looking at the Financial Times, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, London Times, pick Barron's, pick your outlet. That is what people are saying prompted Donald Trump to put a pause on the reciprocal tariffs, a very real fear that the entire global economy was about to tip into complete meltdown. And mind you, unlike our most recent meltdowns of 2008 and COVID times in 2020, this would have been a global financial crisis caused by one man, and one man would have been exclusively responsible. Ali from the Northwoods, you're up. How are you this afternoon? What do you have to say?
I'm doing fine. I just wanted to say that this outright telling people what he was going to do has started way before, like last week when he should have been at the service for the four fallen soldiers from Lithuania. He was instead out on the golf course, and he said straight out, today's a good day to get rich. And so he's not been hiding this under a bush, under a basket. He's been letting everybody know. And one particular blonde, I forget what Crockett called her, but made quite a bit of money during this time, because before he announced the tariffs, she sold her stock and bought bonds. And then when bonds went down, she sold the bonds and bought Apple
Ali, I know where you're going with this. Let's be bipartisan for a moment here. There should clearly be rules that prohibit elected officials in the federal government that sit on committees that have oversight and insider knowledge of what's happening in the markets or with particular regulatory approvals or disapprovals, mergers, et cetera, FDA, oversight of pharmaceuticals and medical devices. That should all be absolutely prohibited. You cannot own any stocks indirectly or directly where you have information related to that industry or sector. That should be illegal. I hate seeing it. It doesn't make what Donald Trump's doing any less reprehensible. Now, I promised you I would share what I have heard from some of my friends that still work on the insides of the financial industry. I'm going to share with you a text message that is pretty explicit. And here's what one of the many texts I have been exchanging over the last few days said. What Donald Trump is engaging in is overt market manipulation. Trump allies like Joe Lonsdale from F8VC, that's a venture capital firm, are sending tactical trading guides to closely connected people in venture capital and within the MAGA universe. And they are telegraphing what is going to happen. The volatility and the chaos is the point. It permits those on the inside who have specific knowledge of particular timing to move suddenly with advance notice. My friend continues, I know someone who made $10 million yesterday doing just this. He was mistakenly left on a distribution list after he left a particular venture capital company years ago. This is why Donald Trump floated the initial 90-day pause, got the stock market up, then denied it, then did it after all. It's why he may be issuing and said today he may extend it. All of these things are opportunities. Each time he whipsaws back and forth, these are opportunities for those in the MAGA universe to get paid. It is a Faustian bargain of epic proportions. Facebook, you stop content monitoring. Elon Musk, you're not about free speech. You're about suppressing it to lift up authoritarian speech, racist speech, sexist speech. And guess what you get for selling your soul to me, Donald Trump? You get the inside goods because it is a good day to get richer. That is Donald Trump. It is overt, out in the open corruption. My friend in his text message to me continues, if you look at it and compare it to the crypto pump and dump, it is the identical pattern. They just successfully manipulated the U.S. stock market and the global markets. This is what is going on, ladies and gentlemen. I don't mean to make light of this, but I am recall a saying that I've heard a few times, which is real pain for my sham friends while we get champagne for my real friends. For Donald Trump, that means real pain for the middle class and champagne and caviar dreams for my rich friends in the billionaire class. That is what this is breaking down to be. I am disgusted by it. And so should you be. And when we look at people like Ron Johnson, we look at people like Tim Michaels, what is their qualification to be in the United States Senate? What is Tim Michaels' qualification to be in the Senate or a governor's seat? It's nothing more than I'm on the inside with all of the rest of the billionaire class. I don't want to see this anymore. It is so disturbing. Now, I wanted to share with you, and I'm going to do it tomorrow because I want to move on to something that's a little bit more uplifting because we've had so much deeply disturbing news this week. Tomorrow, I am going to spend some time explaining to you why what Donald Trump has said about his tariff policy, that they actually, you know, used this formula, which was algebraic gibberish, to calculate these tariffs, is actually a bunch of garbage. And this isn't just my analysis. This is coming directly from The Economist, whose work Donald Trump claimed to use to set his tariff schedule. I want to give shout outs to some of our amazing texters on our text line. You want to get in your thoughts, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Jennifer from Wisconsin Rapids saying, boy, Donald Trump sounds old. Steve from Milwaukee pointing out that in the option market, which is options are futures. What is a future? A future is your ability with a contract to buy a stock or bond or other security sometime in the future, which you can bet on markets going down or up. In other words, prices of certain commodities going down or up with options, aka futures. Some call options yesterday went up 2,000% in one day. Steve also weighing in with me. Martha Stewart went to jail for less. But, you know, as it goes, Steve, she was a real pain in everybody's butt. So that meant we could lock her up. Nothing worse than a woman in charge with a lot of opinions and maybe not the softest edges. Woo! Cam from Appleton weighing in. Adam Schiff, he's pointing out, had a lot to say about Donald Trump undermining our confidence in markets. Here is what Senator Schiff wrote on X yesterday. Trump is creating giant market fluctuations with his on-again, off-again tariffs. These constant gyrations in policy provide dangerous opportunities for insider trading. Who in the administration knew about Trump's latest tariff flip-flop ahead of time? Did anyone buy or sell stocks and profit at the public's expense? I'm writing to the White House. The public has the right to know. Does anybody actually think Pam Bondi or the Security and Exchange Commission is going to do some kind of investigation? Should we all hold our breath waiting for that to happen? Please don't. You'll end up passing out. Oh, and by the way, of course, as Cam reminds me, presidential immunity. Want to also give a shout out to Joshua from Wausau. He's been saying this since Trump put in place the first tariff. Hear, hear, sir. We come back. We're going to have a one-day delayed, shortened episode of Over the Hump and Trump. Over the Hump and Trump. Here's my question to each and every one of you. How have you changed your mind on something big? What motivated you to do so? And how do we use those insights to help change hearts and minds today? My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay tuned. I'll be back with more in just a moment. Oh, oh. Change, change, change.